What is ambition? What does it look like? Are you born with it? Or can it be taught? Here at Digitent, we want to understand how leaders harness ambition to reach their goals and sustain it in the long term. Here on the show, we talk with marketing executives about their rise to leadership positions and the role ambition plays in their organizations and in their professional success. Today, we listen in on a call between Marty Avalone, CEO of Digitent, and ambitious marketer Shonadeep Modak, CMO of Schneider Electric's North American business.
I'm here talking with Shonadeep Modak, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for North America at Schneider Electric, obviously a large multinational firm. Maybe you can give me just a little bit of background on Schneider, and why don't you take me a little bit back through Schneider, as well as a little bit about your background, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So Schneider Electric is a global multinational company. It's over, I believe, 180 years old, but it's in pretty much every major market, and I think over 180 countries they operate out of. Schneider Electric is a leader in energy management and automation, both products and software solutions. And we're on a big journey to lead digital transformation and the digital economy through solutions in power management and automation. And so I joined Schneider about 7 months ago in April. And my prior employer was GE, and I worked for them for about 10 years in different roles in the power side as well as the energy management side, and mainly marketing roles. My background is an engineer, but you don't want me engineering anything. You want me commercializing something. And I love looking at how to derive value propositions and understand how products are being used and what benefits and values customers are getting out of it, so we can help tell the stories to more customers and they can receive the same benefits. And so Schneider is involved in a lot of different places, whether or not it's a building, you can find the technology, or it's in, even in NASA, for example, or it could be in a cruise line, or it could be in an automation or manufacturing plant, or a distribution center for products and services, lots of different places. So I've been on the now 7 months, but loving it.
That's great. Thank you so much for that background. And I wanted to talk a little bit about ambition. We define it as a strong desire to do or to achieve something. We're requiring either determination or hard work. People have different definitions, but we'd love to understand what role, ambition has played in your journey as you became a B2B marketing leader.
Yeah, no, I would say it's my ambition has kind of shifted in terms of what's driven the ambition between when I started off early career and now I would say I'm in the kind of mid-career stage. And I think early career, my ambition was driven around my want and desire to create an impact for the customer, and being able to do that in a way that can make a change both in the world and the environment and in people's lives. And I've chosen my careers and companies with that in mind. I've worked at ExxonMobil first, and then I moved to GE, like I mentioned, and now Schneider. And all those products end up having big impacts on our world. And so for me, what drove me as my ambition is being able to be able to influence more and more of that customer benefit and also the benefit for where we live in. And, and for example, when I was at ExxonMobil, I helped lead the development of a rebranding of a fuel economy improving motor oil that would help improve fuel emissions by cars, reduce emissions and improve fuel economy and fuel consumption by up to 2%. And that has over the scale of imagine all the cars that fill up at a that have oil and motor oil, which is most of them, that would certainly be a big impact the more and more people that use it. And then when I moved into GE, I was in my first roles in GE was around developing our biogas to energy segment, which was where you have basically cow manure and hog manure turning it into basically natural gas in landfills, and then we would power energy off of that, and that was renewable energy. So that was big. That was kind of what really attracted me to GE. And then now in Schneider, being able to really drive efficiency and transformation with IoT and solutions that really exist and have been proven is also kind of in the same vein, doing the same sort of thing with buildings and in industry and in energy and utilities and in different places. And so that's what you could call it early, kind of still drives me, but mainly from the customer side and trying to drive impact individually as myself. And then more importantly now, and my ambition is around helping others do the same sort of thing and lead that change through a greater audience of people and leading teams. And so towards the second half of my career in GE, I moved into larger and I guess more responsibility with in marketing teams to kind of transform them from being just, call it, developing collateral and developing, you know, pretty looking PowerPoints into making meaning behind the PowerPoints, really understanding what drives the market and drives the customers and how we've been winning business and how we can help coach our sales team as well as engage our customers. And now in Schneider, I'm the chief marketing officer for North America. I do that for the teams in Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
That's great. It sounds like you do have some belief that ambition is a teachable thing, and obviously you're trying to lead your organization to go in that direction. What kind of traits do you look for within your people, and how do you help them succeed?
Yeah, the two traits I look for is a kind of an analytical aptitude, and as well as a desire to, as curious, kind of curious energy, because two things I think are the magic formula in order to be able to be a successful marketer that drives impact. And I think you yourself said your company does, you know, really prides themselves in data. And the same thing for me too, is looking at the analytics to drive insights. And so I look for that kind of analytical ability to think analytically, being able to analyze and really interpret data, and then the inherent ability to be able to be the curiousness. And those are, that I feel are, you know, somewhat teachable, but I also are kind of just driven or within, you find that within somebody. And if that formula is already there, then I can help, you know, I can help nurture that into, you know, skill sets that are in marketing and other things that you can learn. But those are two things that I think you have to have, you know, coming into the role, what I look for in talents in the team. And I try to then teach more of the, how do you apply based on the, you know, in our case, we're in the B2B industry. How do you apply that through channels, and how do you apply that to an end customer who's not necessarily the same person, where the user of the product is not the same person as the buyer of the product, for example. And so that's kind of how I look to help them succeed.
You mentioned helping on this digital transformation. You've been there for a limited amount of time, but confidence necessarily. But have you identified some of the top ambitions for your own marketing organization?
Yeah, there's digital transformation is a huge thing for us, and it's really globally across all of Schneider Electric, you know, both on the product and offering side as well as on the marketing side. And, you know, and on the marketing side, I'll focus on that. There's a lot that we're doing around how people search and find our product, and then how we're engaging customers on the web is more and more of the buying decision is made online versus in a meeting room. And we're trying to do a lot around the vitality of our launches, our product launches, and really developing a vitality index and helping figure out, okay, how are products and our offerings, once we've launched them, how are they being consumed and engaged upon in the marketplace through the digital, kind of call it metrics and mechanisms. We're doing a lot in terms of being able to, you know, the transformation around how we're using marketing automation to help us engage and score the level of engagement and connectedness with ourselves and our customers. And then finally, after the sale, we're doing a lot with our customer excellence team on how we really understand, you know, the experience that the customer's feeling when they're using the product and when they're trying to get help from us, and measuring the satisfaction of customers both on the web and offline too. Exciting to me is joining Schneider Electric is that we're well on our way, and have to keep accelerating.
Funny you talk about, you know, engaging with clients digitally. I mean, we find some of the stats we've seen is that over 70% of a purchasing decision is made before even reaching out to a salesperson. And so obviously, you know, not just engaging content, but also making sure it's findable and available mm-hmm. at those different parts of that purchase funnel is really important. On that front, you talked a little bit about your marketing automation systems. I mean, do you feel like you're getting the most out of your marketing and sales technology solutions within your organization?
Yeah.
We find that a lot of folks, a lot of marketing organizations, you know, have trouble realizing the full potential of some of these systems. And so that was, you know, obviously yeah. It gets even more complicated as you get into both a multinational, multi-product, global sales organization. But do you feel like, you know, you guys are using your marketing and sales automation systems to their fullest?
Yeah, I think as a B2B company, we are probably on the maturity curve. We're probably, I don't know, we're probably in the, out of those three stages, we're probably to the end of the first stage and getting into the second stage of maturity, which is, you know, well into the change management piece of it, which I believe, you know, it started probably about a year or two before me joining Schneider Electric. And but in Schneider Electric, I think the team relies, we have a very solid what we call DCX, Digital Customer Experience team, that has really done a great job of helping ensure that we manage through change and that we start to implement the right metrics to help also drive the change. Like, for example, we have certain measurements around the engagement scores and the connected customers and what percent of customers come back and engage with us every month or every few weeks, that we're tracking and seeing that there's that's a market improvement. We're also making sure that they're using all the right mechanisms to have more digital touch points, be it a customer portal, be it e-commerce, be it analytics that are connected with our own channel partners, for example, so that we can get the best, most accurate customer information and make sure that we have the right nurture paths built for all the different buyers' journeys that we have segmentation for. So we're, like I said, we're in the second stage of this now that we're kind of getting our legs under us, and but there's some great plans in place, and we kind of have a north star to go towards there.
You did mention some of the KPIs that you look at, the engagement scores, the returns. How else is your marketing organization success measured? Is it, and perhaps that's from a management standpoint, looking at your organization, or maybe it's a, you know, within your, how you look at your organization. Do you look at it on an output basis or more on a, it sounds like to some extent on a business outcome basis, but are you able to track that all the way through to actual results?
Yeah. I think, again, joining Schneider, the process and the approach in place is outstanding. And so I'll describe it to you. Basically, it's an approach called Brand Order, and it was developed by our CMO, Chris Leong, I think a few years back. The way it's structured is very simple. It's three areas: brand, connected customers, and marketing influence orders. And brand is essentially what our share of voice is, and we measure it by member mentions of certain keywords. We use our own system to measure so that we can make sure that, you know, for example, if our market share is X, are we getting the same or greater share of voice on each of our countries to make sure that the brand is known and the products are known. Connected customers is essentially how many customers are engaging us on a repeated basis. And so it's not just, you know, that you have an email address, it's that there's a connection point to that email where somebody is engaging your content and your product. So it's, imagine you start from the brand and now you're making sure people are continually staying connected with your brand. And then as the nature of us being informed to turns into consideration and conversion. Then the last metric is marketing influenced orders. So how much of the orders, what percent of the orders are we influencing? And so we do that through many different ways. Like, what are we influencing directly that our team actually generates a lead? What do we hand over to inside sales or our customer service team? What do we influence through our e-commerce activities? And then finally, you know, what are we doing with our channel partners as well too? So that all adds up into a total influence percentage, and I'm measured on a monthly basis by how much we're moving the needle there. And it gives us a place to know where to go hunt for. I really like it because we're using the metrics to help drive the right decisions and also show the impact of marketing.
Well, that's great. That's really interesting. You obviously beat me to the punch, which was, you know, what is the analytics and reporting that you regularly monitor, and obviously it is those three areas of that brand order and your influencer percentage, I would presume, is one of the things you're regularly reporting on. That's great.
And I'll interrupt you and just say that there's also the standard metrics like impressions and, you know, what's your click-through rate and all these other things, but all that feeds into these big high-level metrics that keeps things simple at my level, to be able to engage senior leadership, because that's the culture that we built here, and I really like the how, you know, whether or not you're in supply chain or you're in the procurement side of the business or you're in operations in a plant, everybody knows brand order, and everybody in the business really understands that marketing plays a key role in that and how important it is.
Well, it sounds like you are further along in your digital transformation and process than many others, and I applaud you on it. But clearly, everyone stresses out. Are there particular marketing challenges that, you know, keep you up at night?
Yeah, I believe so. I think the biggest challenges that we face is really making customers understand how these products impact them. And we, you know, in this case, and we're an industrial, you know, a digital industrial company, and the challenge is that it's been breaking through all the noise and that's out there, especially when it comes to IoT, and showing the customers that there really are great stories here, and making it real for them, and engaging them, you know, and making it feel personable, is a big challenge. And you know, I think as more and more other industrial B2B companies come up and get up to speed and get mature, there's going to be more and more noise that's going to be happening, and more people trying to engage in the similar ways that have broken through the old ways. And we just have to keep on staying at the cutting edge where we're engaging on dialogues, where our messages are getting heard. That's what really keeps me up. And I feel like today we are very good at talking about our products and offerings, but not the necessarily what the customers, you know, not necessarily well in the customer's own words and their own kind of, you know, in what their own dialogue is. I think we need to be listening more to what's happening and what their dialogues are, and using that to help tap into and make and resonate better, versus just call it shouting more at them. I think we need to be listening more.
How about organizationally? I mean, clearly a multinational global organization like yours, obviously, I would imagine many different silos. Again, I applaud your team. Make sure everybody understands the concept of the brand order you mentioned, but are there organizational challenges that, you know, keep you and your team from achieving your ambitions? And that may be on a technical level, or it may be on a, you know, just a pure operational organizational level.
Yeah, I think, you know, the good news is that the way our teams are built is in marketing is we have regional plugins that we have. Then we also have, which is what I represent. We have global marketing or global centers of excellence that have certain proficiencies like digital customer experience or sales operations and sales excellence. And then we finally have, you know, folks that are involved in internal communications and making sure that we're delivering the brand. And I guess, you know, what I like about Schneider Electric is that all of the businesses are related to each other. Like in GE, where you had jet engines and you had oil and gas and healthcare and power, you know, they were very fairly disparate. So there wasn't a lot of connection points. Here it is. Here, what we have to do though is be able to take this and make it meaningful in the region. And I would say that's the organizational challenge that we have to do, is to translate the activities happening in, you know, global campaigns into the region, and make them meaningful and make them you know, make them relevant. And but you have a lot of horsepower happening, and we just have to be able to leverage it. And I think that's the, you know, by just being more closely connected, I think we'll achieve that.
You can hear more broadcasts like this one at thedigitent.com/insights.